We are getting ready for the St. Philip Neri Italian Festival. It's going to be in Fort Mill, May the 15th through the 17th. We'll give you some more details as we get a little closer to that date. But there is one event you need to go ahead and sign up for today, like right now. And it is the world famous 5K cannoli run. How many journalists across the country are saying that this morning? Only here on Palmetto Mornings.
Welcome to the South.
That's right. So we're excited to have here in the studio Dave Tiemann and Todd Dunmeyer. Now, if you're scratching your head thinking, Dunmeyer, that name sounds familiar. That is the father of our very own TJ Dunmeyer. Mm-hmm. So good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Morning.
So Todd, we want to know all the details about TJ. What can you tell us about him?
Oh, I got some stories I can tell.
I'm joking. I'm joking. We're going to start with you, Todd. You are the race director for the cannoli run. So if folks are saying to themselves, I know what a 5K race is. What's a 5K cannoli run? What are we talking about here?
So the cannoli run is a 5K-ish race that was evolved and started in 2013. And that went for a few years. It's always been sort of a fun environment. You know, we're just anybody that can run can come out and join us. Anybody that can walk. We try to throw a spin of, you know, something silly along the race. At one point, there were cannolis that you ate before, during the race. Now you eat a cannoli after the race, a little bit healthier for the race course.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, you don't want to be dodging people upchucking while they're running.
Right. So it took a break in COVID and from 2020, I think, and then 2023, Dave Tiemann here kind of kicked it back off. And now we're in our third year coming back. So excited to have everybody out. It's always such a fun time. It's one thing about the race, if you've ever been to like a high school cross-country match, you have to kind of chase the runners around to where they go, right? This, because it's a three-loop course, you can kind of just watch your favorite runner pass by you three times in a row, you know, at the beginning and at the end and during the each loop that they go by. So it's kind of fun that way.
That is a different take, Dave, on a 5K race, because right. Todd, to your point, when people race, they're usually there at the start line, and usually the finish line is around that area. But once they're on the course, you're just kind of wasting time for anywhere for 20 to 30 minutes. But in this case, Dave, you can cheer on your favorite runner.
Like if you were running, you'd only be out there for like 15 or 16 minutes, and yeah. We'd be cheering him on, and then you know he'd be finished. But yes, you can cheer him on, and it's a little bit more fun that way.
So when I did the cannoli run many years ago, you did eat the cannoli halfway through, and then when you were done, and if you finished it, you got entered into a separate category.
That is correct.
You only get the cannoli when you're done running.
Right, and they're homemade cannolis, actually. The ladies of the church, or the men, make them, so they're fresh, ready to go.
This is open to anyone, whether you're Catholic or not, or Italian or not, right? That's if you're right. Listening to us, you can head out to the cannoli run and take part in it.
Yes, we encourage everybody to come out. If you're not even a runner, first time running, you can go out there and start training today for the cannoli run.
Plenty of time.
I will say, of all the runs that are local around here, while it is competitive, and I put that in air quotes, this is a fun community run.
It's community, and that's the entire point of the festival. It really is to drive community. A lot of people say, well, why are you doing it? And the purpose is to drive community with everyone in the York County area at St. Philip.
Well, and it's also a great way to get people out to the festival. It kind of kicks off the day, I'm assuming. And I think that's what's so great about Fort Mill is we talk all the time about what a great place York County is to live. It's fantastic. A special place. But Fort Mill is really booming, and what a great way to get newcomers in, or people maybe who haven't experienced the festival to come and see what Fort Mill is about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is part of the 28th St. Philip Neri Italian Festival. So this run, the cannoli run, is going to take place on Saturday, May the 17th at 9 a.m. So once you're done running, you just stick around at the festival, right?
What do we say?
Come for the run, stay for the fun.
That's right. That is the tagline.
Now we like a good little tagline.
That's a tagline.
So the festival opens at 11. This year, new this year, there's a coffee truck that will be on site, help bridge that gap. So that should be a lot of fun.
And the race takes place where exactly? At the church?
It starts at the church. Okay. And then around through the parking lots and a slight bump onto the street and then circles back around down Munn Road on the sidewalk.
Yep.
And then pass through and then do that three times.
Oh, it's three just laps and three laps, yeah. Mm.
Three laps.
And so you can't get lost.
That's important. Or can you? That's very important. You can't, if you get lost, there's a real problem.
Right. Because someone in the room might have gotten lost before.
Yeah. I got lost on a trail race.
In Fort Mill.
In Baxter Village, of all places.
That's possible. That's very confusing over
It was
there.
The New Year's Day run.
Oh, the gnome run.
Yeah.
Yes.
And got confused and looked at my watch thinking, I should be finishing by now, but I kept going.
You didn't notice that there was no one else
right?
Okay.
So with this, you just follow the loop.
But what did I do?
Follow the
loop. I made friends real quick. And then we went on a run together and we all came to the finish line together as a community, which
this is why the cannoli run
is so exciting, right?
It is absolutely. Yeah, and the festival is the food is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll be there Friday night for dinner. With all my friends. And
yeah, so come Friday night and carb up.
Yeah,
for the race,
carb up.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Todd.
Let the food settle. Run the race, a 5K race, Saturday morning, May the 17th.
Eat your cannoli and then do it all again the next day for lunch.
On Saturday.
Thank you. You're so
You're
accurate.
Welcome.
There we go.
So accurate.
We get paid the big bucks around here for that right there.
Hey, your
Dave,
race packet includes, though, five food tickets, which is a $5 value.
Oh.
Okay.
To encourage you to... You know, stick around. Stay.
And then folks need to sign up how and where. Where do people need to go?
You can go to the Italian Festival website.
Okay.
It's SPNItalianFestival.com.
All right.
You can also look us up on RunSignUp.com.
Oh, I love it. Okay, they're great.
All right. Yes. Or simply search Cannoli Run Fort Mill. You know, there's really, it's a very unique category.
So make sure you're signing up for the cannoli run in Fort Mill, South Carolina.
Yes.
Not in Italy.
Not in Iowa.
Iowa.
New
there
Jersey.
Is actually one.
There is one. Yes, yeah. There's one or two more.
I saw that in our research for this interview. Okay, good. Well, make sure you're signing up for the St. Philip Neri in Fort Mill, South Carolina. But Dave Tiemann and Todd Dunmeyer, they're involved with this. So, guys, first of all, thanks for bringing this back. And two, thanks for encouraging those in the community to get involved. Again, if you like to run, walk, and if you don't like to do any of it, but you like people and you like socializing, this is the perfect way to get involved and get your heart racing. And, you know, you're having a sweet treat when you're done. You don't get that too often, right? And you're being part of a bigger community and being involved with the Italian Festival. So it's fantastic. Dave and Todd, great catching up with both of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys.